This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The search is continuing for more foster carers to help children in need of a loving home. As part of the recruitment campaign, a special event has been held in Harrogate. We went along and spoke to Wendy Merry, who's the council's fostering project manager.
The short-term fostering, long-term respite, short breaks. At the moment, we're particularly looking for more foster carers prepared to foster teenagers, provide short breaks for disabled children and also unaccompanied asylum-seeking children, along with other councils in the country. North Yorkshire's been taking unaccompanied asylum-seeking children in for some months now. And these are all challenges for the fostering service, so we just want to put it out there that we need people to get interested, come along, find out, see if you can help. We've also got stands here from our No Wrong Door service and from SASH, which is Safe and Sound Homes. We're working with SASH as well to meet some of the challenges, in particular of the unaccompanied asylum-seeking children. SASH will be providing supported lodgings for the older children. So, yes, there's a chance to meet foster carers, meet the team, and take away some information.
It's a really good first step then, isn't it, actually? If somebody's thought, you know, I've got a bit of extra time or a bit of extra love to give, this is a good first stop to find out more.
Absolutely. And we are just past the January New Year resolution time, but we're still, it's a good time of year. People are kind of thinking about new challenges, new opportunities. We give full training, bags of support. We are really a local fostering service. Any of the children that you foster through us will be North Yorkshire children, and you'll be supported by local social work teams and specialists. Tax-free allowances and financial packages are there. We can tell you all about those if you want to drop in or visit the website. And there's, you know, really good, interesting opportunities for all. I'd kind of say if you want to do something special, if you want to make a difference, if you're looking for a new challenge, please give fostering some thought.
There's so many different options as well, aren't there? So there's fostering as you would imagine it. So it's a child living with you 24/7, but there's also loads of other options. There's short break fostering. You can kind of be tailored to whatever you can give.
Absolutely, yes. As you say, there's some foster carers just offer emergency or respite fostering or short term. The short break service for disabled children can be, although regular, it can be maybe once a month, something like that. We use specialist fostering for disabled children is a bit more intensive service. There's all kinds of opportunities there. The No Wrong Door scheme, we have a supported lodging service attached to that as well. So if you maybe work full time, you don't have so much time to commit, and that could be ideal for you. But basically, it's sort of, you dip your toe in the water, come in, find out a bit more, talk to one of the team, and, you know, we can find out a little bit more about you. You find out a bit more about us, and together, hopefully, we'd find the opportunity that suited you.
Having met a lot of different people that have gone through this and have become foster carers, how do they generally feel afterwards? How do they feel it, when we use the phrase, enriches their life, but how do they seem?
I think that is a phrase that's quite frequently used. I think that they come into fostering perhaps thinking they want to give something back, as it were. They want to make a difference. But the rewards, you know, the emotional rewards and the huge, if you like to call it, job satisfaction they get, just can't be matched. And we hear just such heartwarming stories of you know, foster carers and the children they fostered keeping in touch, you know, through their whole lives, through them getting jobs, going to university, having their first child even. And it's really heartwarming, and it's just such a great thing to do. Huge rewards, as I say, you know, on not just the financial side but emotionally, and also in terms of maybe career progression. As I say, there's full support, training, there's actually a chance to progress through different levels of being a foster carer. So yes, come in and find out, or go to the website and, you know, just drop us an email, make an inquiry, and we'll be back in touch.
So if people want to find out a bit more about how they can either come along to an event like this or just want to inquire, where do they go?
Go to our website. It's northyorks.gov.uk/fostering, and just click on there or visit our Facebook page, and the information is there for you, and we'll be back in touch.